Steve, have you had something gross in your food or drink at a establishment?
Yeah, at Starbucks, I had a fly in my mocha. Ooh. And I was chewing on it, and I was like, oh, my God, there's a fly.
Oh, my
and
God.
I started just puking, throwing up right there.
Oh.
They actually offered me free Starbucks for the week as well in a Frappuccino maker or one of those little.
Whoa, and like a parting gift. Like you just lost on a game show.
Yeah, parting gift.
So the worst part of that, Steve, is that you were chewing on it.
Yeah, that was the worst part of it. And my friend was there. He was laughing so hard. He teases me and he goes, "You ate Luigi, little fly Luigi."
My sister went to a pizza place to take out a pizza for our family and brought it back home, and everybody was eating it. And she bit into a bacon Band-Aid that fell off somebody's finger while baking it.
Oh, that is, no, that's not a topping you should pay extra for.
It's awful.
Hi, good morning, The River.
So I have a few food stories.
Uh-oh.
I used to work when I was much younger at Sizzler. And
it's already good.
I also was going to beauty college at the time to learn how to do nails. And my nails were painted a nice red color. And I was running the cash register, which was right next to the cook's. And I broke a nail. Well, one of the cooks grabbed it and put it on the end of a lobster tail because he thought it was the little fancy part that had fallen off, and he served it.
Did you guys realize it and try to stop it from happening, or it just happened?
I didn't. I popped off the nail, had set it aside, and he just snatched it up and stuck it on the lobster. You don't want to know about the cheese toast.
Oh, God. Oh. Do I?
No, you don't.
Okay, I won't. I won't ask that.
No, I don't think it's radio appropriate. But yeah, don't eat the cheese toast.